The Bible School Opens. At 10:30 on Wednesday, August 24, opening exercises were held.
A. G. Daniels and G. C. Tenney spoke first, then Mrs. White, who had to be carried onto the platform.
She seemed to lose sight of the small constituency, of the adverse financial conditions, and the mere handful of students. With a vision of an unfinished task in a world with many continents yet untouched by the third angel's message, she declared. The missionary work in Australia and New Zealand is yet in its infancy, but the same work must be accomplished in Australia, New Zealand, in Africa, India, China, and the islands of the sea, as has been accomplished in the home field. Ibid, Supplement, September 1, 1892. W.C. White followed with a review of the development of school work among Seventh-day Adventists and set forth some of the conditions of success and some of the elements of danger.
L. J. Rousseau, the principal, expressed his appreciation of the cordial reception given to him and his wife.
He would teach some of the classes. The other teachers were announced as G.B. Starr, Biblical History and Ethics, and W.L.H. Baker and Mrs. Rousseau in the other areas. Mrs. Starr was the matron, the Review and Herald, September 15, 1892. 25 students enrolled, more than anticipated.